I mean, I know like some audience, they might some I know some audience listens to rap, but I mean, this artist right now is in that category of like people not might not like rap music, they like that artist. Yeah. So Kendrick definitely dropped his fifth album recently. So
if you had to make a comparison, let me know if I'm probably crossing the border here. Kendrick Lamar, is he AAA, indie,
AAA,
or he's fan? Definitely AAA. He's AAA.
Stop.
He's AAA, but he has a love for
indie. Edit this question out. Edit this question out.
No. Because he's AAA, but has a love. He has a love as if he's indie.
Well, no, yeah, because back when he was indie and he was K-Dot, and before he went to perform at Hampton, and Muggs was like, "Oh shit,
yo, K-Dot coming." Oh, that's right. You know what I'm saying?
And then the motherfucker blew up like a balloon. I was like, "Oh yeah, he's tough. You know, like he tight." And then he was Kendrick Lamar. Then it was, oh shit, you know. And then it was donezo. So yeah, he is AAA. He is AAA.
About that, when we came to Hampton for homecoming, like I had to get put. I knew about him like this summer before I came to Hampton. That like I was thinking that was my senior year, my fourth year, and he I think the Games album, the red album came out, and he was on the city. He was on the city track, and I'm like, he was in the last verse. And I'm like, yo, who is this Kendrick Lamar cat? Like he just went off on that beat. I was like, yo. And then, like, I didn't listen to him a lot after that. But I was like, okay, he's nice, whatever. And then when he started coming to Hampton, people started putting me on him, like, yo, listen to Section 80, whatever. I didn't like it at first, but then I had to listen to it again. I was like, all right, this guy's going to be something. And next thing you know, look at Mad City come out. He's everywhere.
So, which was fire.
You know?
Yeah. So, the tie-in is that his product now, Mr. Morrill and... The Steppers?
The Big Steppers. Mr. Brown, the Big Steppers. Steppers.
Yeah. Grade across the board right now for Squad. I'm going to give that album that released, it's been a week since this recording, I'm going to give it an A-.
I don't think it's been a week. It's been like a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a week. A couple days. I'm sorry.
It came out like 3 days ago.
Word.
It's felt like a week already, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody keep fucking talking about it. Yeah.
Word.
Right. But, you know, as of its release over the weekend, I'll give it an A-. Frosty gives it an A-.
Speaking as Wavy, you know, Wavy God gives it a B. You know? Like, I think it's Out of all of his five albums that he released, this might be one of my least favorites. Mm. It might be like, to me, all right, now people might kill me for the way I'm going to phrase this.
They not, because I'm going to back you up. It's all good.
I think this is his worst out of his five albums, but hear me out before like people start coming crazy. Even though it might be his worst to me, his worst is better than a lot of people's like best. You know what I mean? So I feel like because like it was like his worst, it was still fire and shit. It's almost like when Kanye came with 808s. Like to me, that's his worst out of his five that dropped when like before Yeezus. But it was still like really good. So it was like, all right, it's still like a B+. You know what I mean? So that's why I look at it. So it's still a good album, a really good album actually, and like a great message. So
I agree with everything you just said. This is a Corner Fox, aka Once Be Wanda, and it's everything you said was nothing but the truth. I give this album a B, and I will relate it to something else. Instead of relating it to 808s, which I think is a phenomenal comparison, I will relate it to Mass Effect Andromeda, and here's why, right? And here's why.
Bring it right back. I like that. Okay.
And here is why I will relate it to Mass Effect Andromeda. Because, mind you, Mass Effect Andromeda is the most controversial Mass Effect game. Okay? That game got shat on. It got bombed in reviews. Motherfuckers tried to put that game in the dirt. But let me tell you what. The only reason why Mass Effect Andromeda was bad was because 1-3 was so fucking good. Yep. It was its own worst enemy. I tell you what, if Mass Effect Andromeda was the only Mass Effect game that was ever made, that shit would be in the Hall of fucking Fame, bro. That game was Mass Effect Andromeda was the worst Mass Effect game.
Yep. That's what I've been hearing a lot too.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? This Kendrick album was Kendrick's probably worst album, in my opinion. I think it was his worst album. And that doesn't mean that it was bad. Exactly. Because all of his other albums are fire. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, like, so at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't even, thank you. No, I'm just playing. It doesn't even, you know, we could say two statements are true. It's his worst album, and that it's his fifth best, right? Or whatever. Like both of those statements are true. And you see, like, they both mean the same thing, per se. Because what, this is his fifth one, or is this his sixth?
This is fifth.
His fifth studio.
Section 80 is his first.
So, yeah. Right. It's like his 12th album.
Section 80. You know that. Right. But saying that, A, it's his worst album, and B, it's his fifth best album. Those are two true statements. They just mean different things, right? Mm-hmm. You know, his worst has the implication that it's a poor album. That's not the case. It's not a poor album. This album is probably one of his deepest albums. It has a lot of great things in it.
Everybody, that's what I'm leaning on.
Listen to it closely. Listen to it deeply. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you should do. However, his body of work is what he's up against. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. He's his own competition.
He is his own competition. However, if you take away everything he's done and you just have this album, this shit is fire and the shit still stands up. This shit's tight. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Same way I feel about Mass Effect Andromeda. Mass Effect Andromeda, you know what it had? It had a whole new set of worlds, new races of creatures. It had bomb gameplay mechanics, all these wonderful things. It just had certain things that the other core games had, but just not as well. And so people bashed the game. It was buggy. There were some visual things here. There were some things that they kind of botched on it. But if that was the only Mass Effect game ever made, that joint is still three times the game as like every other game at the time. Like, it was just the worst Mass Effect game. So they comparing it to all the other Mass Effects, like, oh, you know, all the other Mass Effects. Bruh, those other Mass Effects were all Game of the Years. Like, all of them. What are we talking about here? You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say, yes, this Kendrick album gets a B from me. Great album. His worst album. Also his fifth best album.
Yep. Hmm.
It's like that. It gets the A- for me because of the message behind it. If it was just an album, it'll probably get a B- for me. But it's for the times that we're in right now, it's very timely. And I felt the spirit that he's poured into it for what he wanted to say that he's been silent for. Hold up my time watch here, like 5+ years.
And he said at the beginning of the album too, that I've been going through something for 1,855 days or whatever. Like, he kind of knocked out 5 years, whatever. So yeah, I've been going through something. So
like, I'm not going. I mean, this is fair to say that if it's a B and you guys you're holding him to a standard of himself, but at the same time, this album is him pouring his spirit out in like what has been going through and his views on things going on. And people are chopping him up. People are saying like, The one album where he talked about his uncle being his aunt, which goes on to the LGBTQIA+ topic. There were definitely race discussions in that album. Relationship, the one relationship track that we all talked about in the group chat for a nice little bit, just about toxic relationships versus is that toxic or did they just need to sit down and have a conversation? A lot of topics in that album that could be had more than just it being a sit down and listen thing. I posted online. I said, this is not that album. Like, Damn, I played Damn all the way through and it was a good message for me. It was cool. But that joint was a bop. Like, I could bop to all those songs. This is an album that I'm going to sit and I'm going to get me some time to myself and just listen through it and just being your thoughts. That's what this album is.
It's definitely his 444. It's his 444 album. Like, it's very therapeutic. He's just getting some stuff off his chest about what he's been through and what he's like been going through in therapy, whatever. And I say 444 just because like that was Jay-Z at like his most vulnerable, like we ever heard him before. You know?
Yes.
I mean? And I always say that about 444. I relate, like when I say rappers are like going through that therapeutic kind of stage in the album, I say 444. When I say when rappers had like their worst album, it was like probably just bad. I said Lasers, as in Lupe Lasers.
Lasers.
Hey, man. Every artist has the Lasers. Every artist has the 444 probably. So
that's a fact.
It wasn't Lasers. He dumped Lasers because it wasn't like because his, do you remember in The Cool was supposed to be his second, and then the third was supposed to be the final. Yeah, but then I think we got right, and so it's kind of like, you know, you got to do more. So it's like, all right, fine. And he just, it was a toss over here. What's this called? What's this album called? Lasers. It's just like,
hey,
okay,
hey, Lasers. You know, did have some good tracks.
Though. It had okay. some. Yeah, that's okay. But he was up against his two other bodies of work that were fire as. I can't even say. Yeah, it was just.
Yes, fire. You can.
We've been saying it this whole time.
What are you talking about? It was fire as fuck. That's what it was.
Like, it was like Food and Liquor and The Cool was so fire, and then Lasers came out, which was like, it was just subpar, and it was like, damn, man. Like,
honestly, the only tracks that I liked on Lasers were State Run Radio, and I only like State Run Radio because of the live version is fire. Mm-hmm. Like that joint live is like a bop. I don't like the radio version. That joint's trash. And then All Black Everything is a fucking hit. So
All Black Everything was fire. Yeah, OD.
That joint is hot. Like that shit shouldn't have been on that album. It should have been on. I should have been on another album.
What was the title track? The one that everybody knew from Lasers.
Oh, it was the radio one with him and John Legend, right?
Never Forget You.
Yeah, was it that one or was it the other one?
I think it was Trey Songz. Or Words I Never Said, maybe. I'm not sure.
Oh, Words I Never Said.
No. It was the one with Trey Songz.
Out of My Head.
So many. Out of My Head, and it was the one.
Out of My Head was
Show Goes On. Show Goes On. That's the main single.
Show Goes On. That's right.
That's why I went gold and stuff like that, because it had that single pushing it.
Show Goes On.
It was a good track. It was a nice track.
Words I Never Said, All Black Everything, Show Goes On. And then for me, honorable mention is State Run Radio live version. I could mess with, but not the radio version. The radio version, that joint is trash.
Coming Up was a nice little fun track, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Coming Up was a fun track. But Coming Up was a bop. I forgot that was on Lasers. That is not
Coming
shit.
Up was a nice little track.
Coming Up, the best track on Lasers. I forgot that was on Lasers. I forgot. Hey, look, Coming
you
Up.
You sounded like Desert in that last episode when he was like, I'm good with all anime, and then turned around and said, but Boruto, though. Let me tell you about Boruto, bro.
I forgot that like a lot of these good tracks was on there. Because remember the first thing I said was like, oh, they had some good tracks. And then I was like, oh, I think they was ass. And then you had to remind me. But it was some good ones. It was some good ones.